Don't go away. It's Baffert Spears Broadsides coming at you June 8th, 2000. Stay with us.
The hoop is a wheel of rusted steel from a junkyard bicycle. The girl on the corner plays the guitar. It's a petrol can with strings of wire. She sings a song from the tribal days, but the words are new. She sings a man love. On surfers on white sandy beaches wait for the perfect wave. The sky has no clouds. At sunset they go home, the signs say no dogs or natives allowed. Nervous white boys in combat gear speed through the township in armored trucks. People scatter, the soldiers run them down, kick them until blood runs from their mouths. Crossroads, we are diamonds of anger. We are brilliant gold. Every blow makes us stronger. The chain cannot hold. We are rocks against tear gas. We are songs against guns. We are life against terror. We have already won. An old woman waits for the broken down bus to take her from this shanty town of tin and paper. No toilet, no running water. The street is already hot. She rides to the white homes of Johannesburg to mop the kitchen tile, polish the silver, wipe the baby's bottles. She must leave by nightfall. 16 on trial for plotting revolution, charged with singing songs of freedom, or being present when these songs were sung, or writing pamphlets, or speaking at meetings. Porta tells the whites what they want to hear. The only votes he needs are theirs. Crazed with their backs to the sea, drunk with the fear of retribution. Crossroads, we are diamonds of anger. We are brilliant gold. Every blow makes us stronger. The chain cannot hold. We are rocks against tear gas. We are songs against guns. We are life against terror. We have already won. Black babies, white babies still reach for each other. Fingers stretching from a passing pram. Eyes amazed and smiling through doors and broken windows, straining. Behind the silence of Polesmore Prison, Nelson Mandela reads the international press, receives foreign visitors, the chief in exile, the lion at bay. Give up violence, say the key jangling jackals. He answers, let those who shoot my people beat with whips, torture with electrodes. Let these renounce violence, and I will walk free. Teenagers born since he was in prison hear his voice, though they have never seen him.
And you are tuned to 96.3 FM with plenty of echo here in the studio. I'm your host, Bathrob Spear Robert Norris, and with me I have two special guests today. Que habla español.
Hola, bienvenidos todos al 96.3 con Roberto Norris. Aquí estamos yo, Nena, y yo vivo en el apartamento Lee, y también está conmigo Alma. Ella vive en los apartamentos también.
We have with us today two guests, Alma and Nena of Residentes Unidos of the Beach Flats. Dolphin Lee apartments that are struggling to not just turn back the city's ill-advised demolition plan, but also to do their own plan.
Estamos aquí con Roberto de Residentes Unidos. Somos de Residentes Unidos y somos para parar un proyecto que el ciudad está tratando de forzar a nosotros residentes. Y estamos aquí con él para acompañarlo en un show hoy.
The reason we're doing this in Spanish and English today is we actually hope to have people whose first language is Spanish listening.
Queremos hacer este show hoy en español e inglés porque hay mucha gente que es su primera vez escuchando el show y queremos que ellos también puedan participar en esto.
This is how Residente Unidos meetings are held every Friday, 7 o'clock at 124 Lee Brandt Street at the Lee Apartments, Spanish and English. And Nena here, who's not feeling well, but she's still kicking up and firing away with gas, try and translate that one, is really working hard as a translator and really doing an effective job. Go ahead, Nena.
Esta es la manera que nosotros hacemos las juntas de Residentes Unidos cada viernes a las 7 de la noche a 124 Lee Brandt Street, los apartamentos Lee. En estas juntas yo hablo en inglés y español para la gente, para que los que no entienden la idioma lo hablo en español o en inglés. Y estoy aquí, estoy enferma, pero él dice que estoy aquí, todos modos, haciendo lo que puedo muy bien para que la gente entienda la show.
Y también we have the powerhouse, young but full of kazuga. Get that one out there. Alma, say hello to the gang out there.
Hi, people.
And translate that, if you will.
Dice hola, todos.
Uh-huh. And Alma, you were on the an original show, I guess it was a cable, a Channel 71 show, was called Voices from the Village, is that right?
Alma, tú estabas en un show en el Canal 71 que se llama Voices de la Village, ¿es cierto eso?
Yes, that's true.
Dice que sí, sí es cierto.
And you actually had a lot of high-powered city officials up there you were kind of speaking out with respect to, and you talked about the right of people to not be pushed out of their homes. Was that fair? What did you talk about when you talked on that show?
Estabas ahí en esa junta con oficiales con mucho poder, y tú estabas ahí hablando sobre el proyecto, pero defendiendo a ustedes. Pero ¿de qué hablaron en esa show donde tú saliste?
Well, we talked about different things about how we could do the project differently, but the council people didn't want to listen to me. I asked them any questions, they never answered me, and it was pretty much about how we wanted to choose our own conditions, but they didn't listen.
Ella dice que estábamos, yo fui al show para platicar de lo que queríamos nosotros de un proyecto. Los del ciudad, el concilio que estaban ahí en el show no escucharon lo que yo estaba preguntando. Cada vez que hacía una pregunta no me querían contestar, pero la razón por que yo fui allí era para darle las preguntas que tenemos nosotros residentes sobre el proyecto.
Alma, anytime you want to interrupt, please do so. Think of it as, you know, an opportunity to say what's on your mind if you think it's worth saying to folks out there.
Alma, cuando usted quiere meter y decir algo, por favor, hazlo, para que si tú tienes algo que estás sintiendo y quieres decirlo, por favor, hazlo cuando tú quieres en el show.
And Alma, you did have an hour show, Voices from the Village. I guess people called in. But after that, a week or two later, after the Residentes Unidos, particularly the residents from the Lee, the Dolphin folks had not yet signed on in great numbers. You all went to a meeting of the Relocation Advisory Committee.
Alma, después del show, como una semana después que estabas en el aire, usted fuiste a una junta de el Relocation Committee con un grupo de gente. ¿Cierto, sí o no?
Yes, that's true. We went and they didn't listen to us or to what we had to say.
Dice que sí, sí, es cierto. Fuimos a esa junta, pero el concilio y Mercy Charities era la que estaban teniendo la junta. No escucharon lo que yo tenía que decir en esa junta.
Now, you actually had a statement, Alma, that you tried to read, and you were told by a woman named Bailey that you just couldn't read anything. You had to ask one question and then sit down. Is that accurate?
Usted tenía como una papel con preguntas, varias preguntas, hecho para preguntar por toda la gente. Tú sabes, representando mucha gente en esa junta. Una señora de el apellido Bailey te dijo que no podías leer tu forma que tú tenías, que nomás podías hacer una pregunta, ¿cierto?
Sí, sí es cierto. Yo traté de enseñarles mi punto de vista y los comentarios que yo tenía y preguntas que los residentes habían hecho, pero ella me dijo que podía preguntar una pregunta y que me tenía que sentar.
She said, yes, I tried to go in and read from a document that we had with our opinion where how we felt about the project, but she told me that I can only ask one question and I needed to sit down.
And after that, the entire group of people from Residentes Unidos then just walked out. Is that right?
Y después de eso, todos los residentes de toda la gente de Residentes Unidos después de eso se salieron de la junta. ¿Es cierto?
Yes, that's right. We felt really uncomfortable and we felt that Mercy Charities and the other people on the city council were really rude to us because they didn't want to listen to our opinion and I think we had the total right because it's our homes they were talking about and they didn't give us the respect or the time to say what we wanted to say.
Él dice que sí, siento que eso fue mal porque nosotros fuimos allí tratando de explicar los sentimientos de la gente que viven allí, los que el proyecto afecta a nosotros, la casa de nosotros, y siento que faltaron respecto a mí y a los demás de Residentes Unidos porque no nos dieron chance para hablar, para decir cómo estamos sintiendo y en eso nos salimos de la junta.
Now, I'm going to quickly outline some of the main issues as I see them, and I want you guys to... You women to correct me if you think that, or say what you think.
Él va a decir lo que él mira que son las cosas, los problemas que están del proyecto y si nosotros miramos una diferencia podemos corregirlo de lo que él está diciendo.
As I understand it, the Residentes Unidos, and we have a phone call coming in, but hang on there, caller, don't go away, stay on the phone.
Él dice que lo que él entiende de Residentes Unidos, dice que mira que hay una llamada entrando, por favor, no cuelgan, esperan ahorita, contestamos más pronto posible.
Sí, and our number, by the way, is 427-3772.
El número aquí es 427-3772.
And since we give first... priority or first preference to our callers. In fact, we even guarantee our callers an opportunity to get in. We're going to answer this call.
Como damos preferencia, no damos primer preferencia, no damos garantía a los que hablan primero para hablar. So vamos a contestar esta llamada.
But it looks like the caller is hung up. So if you call back, we'll put you on the air.
Sí ha colgado la persona que habló, pero sí, por favor, hablan para atrás para que podamos contestar su llamada.
The main issues around the Dolphin Lee have been relatively simple. The project was started without tenant input or community involvement.
Este proyecto de la principio era muy simple. El proyecto se empezó desde el principio sin participación de los residentes.
It was largely decided behind closed doors based on a motion by Catherine Byers, who was then mayor of Santa Cruz last fall.
Empezó con Catherine Byers en puertas cerradas, en juntas cerradas, no al público, el año pasado.
And the guarantees that are being sought here, and I'm skipping ahead because I want to get to this caller, are that anybody whose houses are being destroyed here will be guaranteed relocation money and a place to come back to, not just in words, but in a legal contract voted by the redevelopment agency. This is something the City Council has refused to do.
Las garantías que están pidiendo la gente que viven ahí son garantías de que podemos regresar con contratos legal que sirven en corte. También están pidiendo que el dinero que les van a dar después que nos vamos a mover de allí, que sí hay dinero, queremos garantías que sí va a haber ese dinero.
This is a project that has been essentially assigned to the sole service provider Mercy Charities Housing.
Esto ha sido un proyecto que han dado a Mercy Housing.
Without competitive bidding.
Sin otra chance de otros o agencias que pueden meter y pedir para tener el proyecto.
Mercy Charities will both develop and run the project.
Mercy Housing, Mercy Charities, ellos van a hacer el proyecto y también ellos van a después como ser los managers del proyecto ya que se hace.
Nobody's asking the tenants if they want to move, let's say, from their current landlords to Mercy Charities.
Nadie ha preguntado a los residentes si quieren moverse de los dueños, managers que traen ahorita y si quieren a Mercy Charities para que sean los nuevos dueños.
Or if they want the Mercy Charities to own this project, which it will, instead of, let's say, the tenants or the city.
O si la gente quiere que Mercy Charity sean dueños del propiedad después, o en lugar de la gente, podían ser dueños o la ciudad.
We're talking about a $12.5 million project.
Este es un proyecto de 12 millones y medio de dólares.
You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
¿Estás en el radio Free Radio?
It's Lorenzo for the Residentes Unidos.
I didn't hear.
Digo otra vez.
Para Residentes Unidos.
She says for Residentes Unidos. Sí, sí, esta es de Residentes Unidos.
Sí, nena, soy yo, Loreto.
Hola, Loreto. She says, hi, my name's Loreto. She's from Residentes Unidos. She lives in 124 Lee LeBrant Street in the Lee Complex. ¿Qué pregunta tiene Loreto?
Sobre el proyecto que según hacen muchas promesas, pero no vemos nada claro.
She says, yo voy a decir en inglés lo que tú digas. Uh-huh. Y después también te puedo hacer las preguntas también. Uh-huh. Okay?
Sí.
I told her that I'm going to be translating this in English so that you guys can understand it. What she's saying is that she wants to talk about, you know, the guarantees that we keep asking about that we're not getting no answers for. We feel that we keep putting this out to the city and we're not getting anything back from them. Loreto, ¿sí? ¿Cómo siente usted de este proyecto que hicieron ellos sin nosotros participando? ¿Cómo siente usted de eso? Déjame decir en inglés. Loreto, how do you feel about a project that has been started without our participation in it? How do you feel about that? ¿Me puedes contestar?
Pues yo lo que siento es que nos están discriminando mucho. No nos han tomado en cuenta para nada.
Mm-hmm. She feels that we're being discriminated against a lot and that they're not having us participate in anything. They're not involving us in any of this at all.
Y pues no nos sentimos bien porque ya ves lo que dijo el vicealcalde, dijo que nosotros éramos unos puercos que no fuéramos para México.
And she said that she feels that this is awful because like what the mayor said to them, she says that basically he told us we're a bunch of pigs that need to go back to Mexico, and she feels that's wrong what's going on.
Now, did the mayor say pigs or sardines? Let's be accurate. Uh-huh. Now.
El alcalde dijo puercos o sardinas.
Dijo que éramos unas sardinas.
She says that he called us sardines, but it's the same thing as calling us pigs.
You're speaking about something the mayor said to you at a meeting of SCAN, Santa Cruz Action Network, the political organization that controls actually who gets elected in Santa Cruz, or has everyone they've endorsed has been elected so far. So it was an important meeting at which the mayor spoke and had these comments.
Lo que de tú refieres es, había una junta, se llama SCAN, y esta gente son los que hagan la nominación del concilio de Santa Cruz.
Sí.
Y nosotros fuimos a esta junta y el alcalde dijo estas cosas en frente de residentes que estaban presentes y más público que estaban allí. Y lo que ella dijo viene de una plática que él dijo en frente de la gente. ¿Qué más sentiste de eso, de lo que dijo el alcalde y lo que pasó ese día?
Pues yo pienso que no somos nada unos puercos, porque si él tiene educación, yo pienso que tenemos más nosotros, porque si él es una persona educada, no tiene por qué faltarnos el respeto ni decir nada de eso.
She says that she doesn't feel that was the right statement to say. She says she feels that him saying that is saying that we are like pigs, living like pigs. But someone who comes from an education background that he has should know better than to speak that way about people in public. He should have known better than to make those racist statements.
Now, the mayor has apologized to, he didn't apologize to the people in the Lee directly because he says he's not been allowed on the property, but he did speak at the last city council meeting 2 days ago saying that he regretted the comments he made. I'm going to play his statement pretty soon, and we can hear what he had to say. Are you folks accepting his apology, or do you think he has apologized enough, or what do you think about that?
El alcalde, hace unos días en una junta donde no estábamos presentes nosotros, pero él dijo que se siente mal de lo que dijo. Y lo que dice Roberto es, ¿cómo se siente usted de que él está como pidiendo perdón de lo que dijo después de los dichos que él nos dijo a nosotros, pero no ha pedido perdón a nosotros directamente, pero dijo eso en otro lugar? So, ¿cómo siente usted? ¿Aceptas eso o cómo siente de
pues,
lo que él está diciendo?
Yo lo aceptaría en que él se lo dijera a uno personalmente.
Mm-hmm.
Porque no es la misma decirlo donde no lo dijo a donde lo dijo.
Mm-hmm. She says, I don't accept his apology unless I won't accept anything unless it's like to me. Making apologies in places where we're not present, it has nothing to do with us. It's just making apologies. He needs to make an apology when we're all present.
Well, I know that the mayor was supposed to call you back. Nana, you are, of course, the representative of Residentes Unidos. Loreto, do you regard Nena as your representative here?
Él dice que lo que pasó es el alcalde me tenía que hablar a mí para atrás, yo Nena, y no me habló para atrás luego. Yo soy el representante de Residentes Unidos y él te pregunta a ti, Loreto, si tú sientes que yo soy su representante para ustedes.
Sí.
¿Cómo siente usted?
Bueno, nosotros creemos que sí, eres nuestro representante para si nosotros opinamos algo, tú les digas a ellos.
Mm-hmm. She says, yes, Nena is our representative, and when we have a feeling about something or we decide something, Nena is the one who can get that out to the public for us or speak for us in public.
How about you, Alma? Do you agree that you think Nena is your representative?
Y le pregunta a Alma también, que está aquí en el estudio, ¿cómo siente usted, Alma, que Nena es el representante también?
Yes, I do feel that Nena's our representative because she's been helping us with translation and she's been out there doing a lot of work for us because many of us and our families can't speak English and defend ourselves.
Alma dice que sí, yo siento que Nena es el representante de nosotros también porque Nena ha hecho mucho por nosotros, ha estado allí hablando en español o en inglés por nosotros para que las familias que están aquí, que no, muchos no entienden inglés, ella puede ayudarlos y ella ha hecho mucho por nosotros.
Loreto, is there anything more you want to say? Because I think we may be getting other calls and we have only one line coming into the studio, so have you other questions?
Loreto, porque tenemos nomás una línea aquí, ¿hay otra cosa que usted quiere decir para que la gente te escuche hoy?
Pues yo lo que pienso que el vicealcalde lo que tiene que hacer es hablar en otra junta que haya y él personalmente a todos los que estemos presentes nos pida disculpas por lo que él dijo. Si es realmente que él está arrepentido de lo que él dijo, que delante de la gente, delante de todos nosotros nos diga que realmente está arrepentido y que nos lo demuestre con pruebas, no con palabras.
Okay, gracias Loreto, y ahorita yo voy a decir eso. Gracias. What Loreto said was that she feels that he needs to make a public apology when we're all present, and we are all going to be present on the June 13th City Council meeting at 5 p.m., but she feels that that's a time for him to make a public apology. But even if he makes an apology, she says it really doesn't matter because actions speak louder than words, and as soon as they see these things happen, then they'll start believing and trusting him again. Until then, no.
Any comments, Alma?
No.
You know, I said before that the mayor was supposed to call you back because I know that you were trying to make sure that on the June 13th agenda, which is on Tuesday at the Redevelopment Agency, which is where the matter of the Dolphin Lee demolition, as I call it, comes up, you wanted to have on the agenda, Residentes Unidos wanted to have on the agenda, two, in essence, guarantees of relocation and return, a new project, adequate housing and a halt to the current project. Is that accurate?
Sí, cuando él refirió hace ratito de el alcalde me iba a hablar para atrás, yo tuve una plática con el alcalde pidiéndole que en la junta que vamos a tener el 13 de junio en el concilio, yo le pregunté que nosotros decidimos, Residentes Unidos, que queríamos que llevaran nuestras garantías allí para que votaran en eso, para que teníamos suficiente dinero para cuando se hace el proyecto para mover, para que tenemos las garantías que hemos pedido en las dos formas que hemos dado al ciudad, y también que paren el proyecto que tienen ahorita, mientras. Y entonces él estaba refiriendo de eso porque él dijo que porque yo no he recibido una llamada para atrás sobre esas cosas.
Now, you actually did speak with the mayor, Nena, I guess twice in the last couple of days. Did you speak to him because he called you back or because you called him and happened to reach him in the office?
Él dijo, tú sí has hablado con el alcalde, Nena, en los últimos dos días, pero ¿fue porque el alcalde te habló a ti o fue porque tú hablaste al alcalde porque y estaba en su oficina? I basically called him and had spoke to him in the office. I caught him in the office one time, and then he was supposed to call me back and get back to me, and he didn't. So I had to call him back again and say, you know, you haven't gotten back to me. What's going on? You need to, you know, keep up your end of the bargain, keep up with saying that if you're going to call me back, you need to call me back. So that's what happened. Lo que pasó fue, yo le hablé al alcalde, estaba en la oficina un día, y después... me dijo él que me iba a hablar para atrás luego para decirme lo que hicimos de una junta o algo así, pero no me habló para atrás. Entonces hoy le hablé para atrás y le dije que por favor háblame, me prometiste que me ibas a hablar y no me has hablado, y después de eso hablé con él.
We have a caller here. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
And, Robert, you say you have a number for folks who are listening to call?
Yes, I have a complaint number for bad landlords in federal housing, the HUD line. It's a 1-800 number.
Hold it. Let's translate that.
Está Roberto en la línea, otro Roberto. No, el Roberto no es que tiene el show. Y dice que él tiene el número de teléfono para... What's the number for?
It's a complaint line to HUD for bad landlords in federal housing. It's a complaint line to HUD.
Es una línea donde pueden hablar si tienen como managers o dueños malos, y es un número de teléfono que él tiene donde uno puede hablar para hacer como un reporte.
Go ahead.
It's 1-800.
Es 1-800.
669-669. 9777. Good luck.
Dice buena suerte.
Thank you, Robert.
Gracias, Roberto.
Yes, go ahead, Eleanor.
I agree totally that they're treating you like you're non-human.
Ella dice que ella también está de acuerdo que nos están tratando como si no somos humanos.
Go ahead.
And that's not what federal funds for housing is all about.
Y eso no es que fondos federales de qué representa fondos federales.
Federal funds for housing is to create new housing for people who don't have any. In your case, they're taking away housing that exists. This is not what the money is for, to create homelessness.
Fondos federales es para hacer viviendas para low income housing. What's that?
Are you ready for me?
Repeat that last again, could you?
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Federal funding is to provide new housing, not to create homelessness and take away housing.
Therefore, to create new additional, it's there to create additional low-income housing.
Fondos federales es para hacer nuevos viviendas en lugar de quitar las viviendas que tenemos ahorita. Disculpe porque no la oí muy bien aquí en el estudio, pero es lo que ella dijo.
Not to take away existing housing and create homelessness.
No quitar las viviendas que tienen ahorita y después hay mucha gente sin casa.
And I'm not saying anything that you all don't know. Everyone knows this is true.
Y no estoy diciendo nada que ustedes ya no saben. Todos saben que esto es cierto.
The important thing is that you let your voices be heard not only in Santa Cruz but beyond, because this is money from federal.
Es importante que su voz sea escuchado, no nomás en Santa Cruz, pero en otros lugares también, porque estos son fondos federales.
Make the call. This is the complaint line where this money is coming from. 1-800-66.
Haga las llamadas porque esta línea es donde va a venir los fondos. Es 1-800-669-9777.
And I just want to repeat...
Otra vez, el número. Give me a number again.
1-800-669-9777.
9777. Muy bien.
Get on the phone and complain. Let's hear what they're doing here.
Agarra el teléfono y diles lo que está pasando. I say complain.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Lots of luck. You're in my prayers.
All right.
Estás en sus... está rezando por nosotros, dice ella. Pero ella dice que habla ese número y diles la problema que tenemos aquí. Es muy importante que lo hacemos y ese número nos pueden dar ayuda, dice ella.
You are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM.
Estás en el aire de 96.3 FM.
Phone number to call, and we want to hear from you, 427-3772.
El teléfono para hablar es 427-3772, y queremos que hablan, por favor.
Now, we had a recent tragedy in the beach at the Lower Ocean, actually, where three men were shot dead. And, Nena, you actually know something about this situation.
Sí, dice que había una tristeza, algo que pasó, que mataron a tres muchachos cerca del calle Ocean en la última semana. Y, Nena, tú sabes algo de esto.
Yes, one of the young men were a resident at the Lee Complex, and personally I knew the other young man.
Vladimir.
Yeah, Vladimir. He lived in the number four.
What's his full name?
Vladimir... I'm not sure the last name. I think it's Hernandez. Dice que yo le digo que yo conocía a los uno de los muchachos, vivía en los apartamentos, se llamaba Vladimir, se me hace que su apellido era Hernández, y también yo conocí el otro muchachos, eran amigos nomás que yo conocí en el calle.
Now, Alma, we get an incoming caller. I was going to ask you though, Alma, before we take
tenemos una llamada que está entrando. Pero espera, no cuelgan porque va a ser una pregunta bien rápido, Alma.
How do you feel about this? Has this shooting affected you, or is it pretty much sort of out of your neighborhood? What do you think?
¿Cómo siente, Alma? ¿Te afectó esto que pasó?
This is it's affecting me in a way because there were residents of us, and then I don't think that it has anything to do. I think it has a lot of things to do because, you know, people might think that where we live or our neighborhood is unsafe, but it might bring a lot of comments to it, and I think it does affect us in a way, but not really.
Ella dice que sí le afectó eso, y también ella piensa que tal vez va a afectar a los demás en nuestro barrio, porque gente van a empezar a decir tal vez que pues estamos viviendo en un lugar que es mal y que cosas así pasan, pero van a empezar mucha plática de esto, pero eso no es lo que es la realidad de donde estamos viviendo nosotros.
Well, I know that the grandmother of one of these men of Vladimir was in the audience when the scan, and we're focusing on scan the mayor making these inappropriate comments to people, but scan also did something very appropriate, didn't it?
Él dice que en la junta de Scan estaba una abuela de uno de los que se murieron, pues la señora doña Marta estaba allí en la junta. Estamos aquí platicando de lo que pasó en ese día en esa junta. Es el día que el alcalde dijo esos dichos de nosotros, y estamos platicando de que había familia en esa junta ese día.
What Scan did, as I understand it, was it said to the people who were rushing ahead with this project to throw everybody out, even if they didn't have adequate relocation money, even if they didn't have rooms to come back to, even if they had preferences and eligibility requirements that would stop them from coming in. Scan said, hold up here. We don't support this project until there's been a real community consensus, and these are guaranteed by law, this money and these rooms.
Scan es la junta donde fuimos, ellos apoyaron a nosotros, ellos dijeron que a parar un proyecto, que no hay seguridad que hay dinero después que nos vamos a mover de aquí, no hay seguridad de las garantías que han pedido, dónde están las viviendas donde nos van a mandar mientras que hagan un proyecto, y qué va a pasar para regresar, dónde están las garantías que todos pueden regresar a donde viven ahorita. Scan apoyó a nosotros, decir, paran este proyecto mientras que podemos agarrar esas cosas. So, en realidad, el Scan nos apoyó en eso.
It was really a power struggle there at Scan behind the scenes, and we're going to be exploring a little of this in the tapes tonight.
Era una como una pelea difícil de lo que pasa como atrás de las puertas de Scan, porque muchas cosas pasaron con eso, y vamos a escuchar una tape hoy, una cassette que él trae aquí sobre de lo que pasó en esa junta ese día.
But the fact remains that when the smoke cleared, you got a 2-1 vote that said stop this sacred cow project.
Lo que pasó es después ganamos con un voto de 2-1. Después que se fue todo el humo, salió que nosotros ganamos que 2-1, que paran el proyecto, lo van a parar el proyecto, es lo que decidieron al último.
But we're still talking about you still want affordable housing, is that right?
Pero él dice lo que él está preguntando es, ¿todavía queremos viviendas bajos ingresos, sí o no? ¿Es lo que quieres? Yes, we still want low-income housing. I don't feel that we shouldn't get low-income housing. I feel that we need to make a new project, we need to start over, and the residents need to be involved in it from the beginning. Yo digo que sí. Sí queremos viviendas bajos ingresos, es lo que hemos dicho desde el principio. Necesitamos que se pare este proyecto, que hagan un nuevo proyecto con participación de los residentes que viven ahí, donde pues hay seguridad para todos. Tenemos una llamada ahorita. We have a caller coming in.
Hi, you're on free radio.
Hola, estás en el aire gratis 96.3.
Flow the dialogue, but it is about the issue.
Oh, go ahead. We have David Silva. David, you've been following a number of issues. You, in fact, were the chair of the Housing and Homelessness Committee on SCAN. Just a minute.
Está David Silva en la línea, y era el chair de home. What was it?
Housing and Homelessness Committee.
Housing and Homelessness Committee, una comité de viviendas para los que no tienen casa, para donde no tienen donde vivir. Él era el como el chair de esa programa.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, and I helped fashion the resolution to have this put off to a special study meeting so that we would not disrupt the scan meeting, which had a lot of business.
You helped fashion the resolution that put this together. I'm saying it again so that Nena can hear you and translate. Go ahead, Nena.
Él ayudó a hacer el resolución que Scan pasó, que tuvimos de la semana pasada.
Go ahead, David.
So that the Scan would be able to do all of as many other businesses it had to do that day.
I can't hear.
So that, here, why don't I'm going to give you to Nena directly.
Yeah, and I have something else to say.
Okay, hi. What did you just say?
I was just saying that, you know, we fashioned that resolution so that we'd be able to put, you know, have a special meeting so the very big Scan agenda would not be disrupted and we'd be able to go on.
Él ayudó a hacer ese, él ayudó a hacer eso para que podían, iba a ser una junta bien grande que tuvo Scan, para que podían seguir y no como interrumpir la junta que iban a tener.
The thing that I've learned just Saturday night when I was speaking to former Mayor Celia Scott.
La cosa que él aprendió el sábado pasado cuando habló con el alcalde que tuvimos antes. What was her name?
Former Mayor Celia Scott.
Se llamaba Celia Scott. La señora ella era alcalde antes aquí de Santa Cruz.
That the thing that she was trying to do when she was mayor was the leapfrog idea and was to take Canfield property. Why aren't they doing that?
Lo que ella estaba tratando de hacer era lo que nosotros queríamos, hacía más leapfrogging de mover unos a un apartamento, después mover otros a otros y agarrar la propiedad de la playa. Y ella dice, ¿qué está pasando con eso?
The one question I have for the residents of Unidos and those people that are that want to stop the project as it is. Do you have an answer to Tim Fitzmaurice's statement that if you don't do it this way, it all just leaves it up to the fair market, and then we're gonna lose it all?
Él dice que tiene una pregunta para nosotros de lo que dijo el vicealcalde Tim Fitzmaurice, que si no lo hacemos de esa manera, entonces lo estamos dejando que tal vez ni se va a hacer nada al último. Y él está haciendo su pregunta a Residentes Unidos, so yo lo voy a contestar. Basically, what we feel is that we can get another project started. We feel that we've kind of been threatened a lot, and that if we don't do it their way, we don't get nothing at all. I think that that's wrong. I think that there's enough time right now, and we still can. We're at a point where we can work together to get something done, but I just think that it's just going to take that we really need to, like, you know, get past all this, like, the arguing and the stuff that goes on and, you know, the things that happen in these meetings and just work on what can we do to have a project.
Okay, and tell Robert I'm going to call back later in the show to talk about the big betrayal on the sleeping ban and the big demonstration that's coming up Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Él dice que va a hablar para atrás sobre de... la van que tienen para los que no tienen casas donde pueden dormir, porque él va a hablar para atrás para hablar con Roberto de eso. Let me say what I said in Spanish.
Right.
Les voy a decir como yo le contesté de la pregunta. Nosotros sienten que sí pueden hacer un proyecto. Todavía hay tiempo de hacer un nuevo proyecto. Cuando el vicealcalde diga que si no hacemos el proyecto de su manera no vamos a tener nada, eso está mal. Debe de darnos chance de todos juntos hacer un proyecto nuevo, y sí hay tiempo que empezamos un nuevo proyecto para la gente, uno que sirve para la gente, no un proyecto que nos va a lastimar, que no es bien por nosotros. Hay tiempo. En esa pregunta yo creo que sí podemos hacer un nuevo proyecto, todavía hay tiempo y lo debemos de hacer.
And we have another caller on the line.
Hay otra persona en el teléfono.
I'm going to pass you on to Nena. What is your name, caller?
¿Cómo se llama usted?
Me llamo Mabel Garcés.
¿Cómo?
Mabel.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Mabel.
Mabel Vázquez.
Garcés.
Okay, hola. This is Mabel Vázquez. She's calling in.
Mire, lo que nosotros pedimos es que haya viviendas buenas y no haya tanta violencia en esta zona.
What she's saying is that they want good low-income housing and not a lot of violence is what they want. No violence.
Sí, y que pues nos respeten. Si hay mucha gente que no tenemos papeles, pues respetar a los niños. Hay muchos niños aquí y mucha violencia, mucha gente que toma. No hay respeto para los niños.
Uh-huh. Ella dice que, disculpe. She says that there needs to be respect for the people that don't have papers, the people who that aren't legally documented here, and for the children. You know, there's a lot of stuff like, you know, people who are drinking and stuff outside, and people need to make their living situation better right now for that.
¿Sabes qué?
Baja tu radio poquitito porque se oye acá. I asked her to turn down the radio just a little bit.
Sí, le digo, queremos, ya no peleamos bajos ingresos. Mucha gente no queremos bajos ingresos.
She says that a lot of people, we've got low-income housing. We're not asking for low-income housing. We don't want the low-income housing that they're offering.
Podemos esperar otro poquito de tiempo mientras nos resuelven esto, pero le digo, es lo único que pedimos.
She says, We could wait longer and work on this plan that they've got out there, but the one thing that we deserve and what we're asking for is respect. Y usted, señora, ¿cómo siente del comentario que dijo el alcalde de que nosotros vivimos como sardinas, cochinas, y que debemos ir para atrás a nuestro país, México, si queremos vivir así? Déjame decir en inglés bien rápido. I asked her, how do you feel about the statement that the mayor made about we live like filthy sardines, and if we want to live like that, to go back to Mexico and live that way? ¿Cómo siente usted de eso?
Yo no escuché ese comentario, pero está muy mal, porque estamos en este país, mucha gente estamos trabajando, mucha gente estamos haciendo cosas honestas. Yo sé que hay mucha gente mala, pero no por ellos vamos a pagar todos.
She says that, you know what, that was a really, really wrong statement for the mayor to make. There's a lot of hardworking people who come to this country, and for him to make a statement like that, that's wrong. There are some people who are bad and who do bad things, but he can't categorize all of us underneath that. Espérate, Roberto te quiere hacer una pregunta.
Hold on one moment. Robert wants to ask her a question.
Yes, and ¿con quién hablo?
Mabel Garces.
She said, who am I speaking with? And she said Mabel Garces.
Hey, Mabel. mi pregunta, and I'm going to speak in English, posiblemente, no ella, se puede traducir.
Él va a hablar en inglés. Uh-huh. Te va a hacer las preguntas en inglés y yo te lo digo en español.
Está bien.
Okay, I'm going to speak English, if I can remember to speak English. Uh-huh. There was a caller, the last caller, David, raised the question, what about your landlords? What if your landlords suddenly decide to sell you out? Like, for example, across the street in the Pink Palace, where there are no more residents because everybody has been evicted by the Seaside Company.
El señor que habló, David, que apenas colgó, hizo una pregunta de qué siente de como enfrente de los apartamentos ahí donde quieren tumbar ahorita, la Dolphin y la Lee, están los apartamentos de la playa, la Pink Palace, uh-huh. Están todos desocupados ahorita. Uh-huh. Los dueños de ahí acorrieron la gente. ¿Cómo usted siente de eso?
Pues yo pienso que estuvo muy mal, pero yo hablé con una persona que vivía ahí y le dieron tiempo para salirse y le dieron dinero para los depósitos de otros apartamentos. Estuvo mal, pero pues les dieron dinero y pues yo sé que no se pudieron acomodar bien.
She says that was really wrong because what happened was those people had to move out. She spoke with one of the people who were living there, and all they got was money for a deposit after they moved out of there, but that's not sufficient enough for them. It wasn't right the way they did that moving. ¿Usted tiene miedo que eso pueda pasar con ustedes?
Claro,
do you guys, are you afraid
miedo.
That could happen to you? ¿Cómo? No te oí.
She says she has, you say you have three children. Dice que tienes tres niños y qué más.
Y yo no sé dónde irme a meter si me corren.
She says she doesn't know where she has three children and she doesn't know where she would go if they would kick her out.
So my question to both to you, Nena, and to you, Alma, and to you as well, Mabel, mm-hmm. is how are you going to protect yourselves, not just from the city, which I think it's important to protect yourselves from a quick project that's being rammed down your throat, but also from the landlords who just decide suddenly they want to get rid of the property, the so-called free market? What can you do to stop that from happening? What is your plan?
Él dice, ¿qué es el plan que tenemos yo, Nena, y Alma, y Mabel, sobre de qué va a pasar si no nomás el ciudad que están tratando de forzar un proyecto en nosotros, que no es bueno, es un proyecto que nos va a lastimar, pero qué es el plan que tenemos por salvar nuestras casas, por si se venden los dueños o propiedad, o el ciudad trata de forzar un proyecto en nosotros. ¿Qué hacemos nosotros? ¿Qué es el plan que tenemos? Yo bien rápido digo, es que nos vamos a quedar juntos, unidos, para que nos escuchen todos, porque cuando vamos así, entramos las juntas como un grupo y estamos defendiendo los derechos que queremos, sí se oyen y sí se pasan cosas que queremos nosotros, porque no pueden decir no a un grupo de gente que quiere algo. Déjame decir en inglés, y Mabel, también tú diga lo que sientes. I said that as a group, you know, I think that what we're going to do is we're just going to keep fighting as a group together, because as a group, we've gone in and we've, you know, demanded things, we've asked for things, and as a group, we're heard more than anything. And I think that's the way we have the most power, is doing that. And I'm just planning to stick together and keep doing what we're doing, you know, not letting down our guard and not stopping what we're doing. And then I said, Mabel, I want to, you know, you could speak next. Y Mabel, ¿cómo piensa usted? ¿Qué plan tenemos que de hacer?
Le digo, y algo, pues honesto, también somos seres humanos, que aunque vivamos... pelear para ver si nos resuelven algo.
She said that we're going to keep having our meetings, the meetings that we have every week, and stick together and fight for what is right for us. And this is the way of our living, and if they don't like it, this is the way we live. It would be better to have bigger apartments like they say, but this is the way we like to live with the people that we live with. But we need to fight so that the bad things don't come, and that we can make things happen the way that we want.
Muy bien. Do you want to say anything else?
¿Hay otra cosa que usted quiere decir? No, that's
Muchas
it.
Gracias.
Thank you. Muchas gracias por hablar.
Gracias.
Thank you for calling.
And so there is a meeting tomorrow night of Residentes Unidos at 7 o'clock at 124 Lebrand Street. I want to remind everyone, and that is open to the public except for city politicians. What's the story there?
Mañana está abierto una junta a las 7 de la tarde a Residentes Unidos a 124 Lebrand Street. Y está abierto al público, pero a los del concilio no, es mi pregunta. This is the public meeting, but we are not having the people from the city council come to the meeting. Basically, the only person who has been shown any interest that wants to come is the mayor. He mentioned that he wanted to come. He said that before, and he's never shown up. Basically, the people don't want the mayor on the property because of the statement that he made. It has nothing to do with the landlords not wanting him. It has to do with that he made a very racist and disrespectful statement to us, and who would invite someone in their home after saying that to them. That's basically what was decided at the last Residentes Unidos meeting. We're sticking by it, and we're not changing our minds anytime soon. Lo que yo digo es que el alcalde dijo la semana pasada que quería venir a la junta, no vino. Es el único que ha enseñado interés que quiere venir a las juntas. Pero él dijo unas cosas muy groseros, era discriminación, muy racista a nosotros. Y nosotros en la última junta que tuvimos el viernes pasado, juntos como un grupo decidieron que no querían el alcalde en el propiedad. Nosotros no vamos a cambiar nuestra decisión. Es como dejando a alguien hablar muy mal de ti y después de invitarlo en su casa. Yo creo que no. Nosotros vamos a quedar atrás de lo que dijimos, que no está invitado a nuestro propiedad porque nos insultó muy mal.
You know, I think that if it were just a comment that was a mistake, that would be one thing. But if it shows a policy of behavior for the last year, that I think is something that you have to really look very seriously at. And before you can change your mind, you have to see a change in the behavior, not just an apology.
Él dice que si fue un error de algo que él dijo, es una cosa, pero la manera que él se ha portado por el último año con este proyecto a nosotros es una cosa, es otra cosa, y nosotros es lo que estamos mirando. Y diciendo, pidiendo perdones es una cosa, pero él entiende pidiendo que miramos los cambios, miramos qué cosas pasan, es una cosa de mirar primero antes de que aceptar cualquier cosa.
And I guess you're looking for that at least the first step at the redevelopment agency on Tuesday, when, as I understand it, you have asked, and not just you, but the committee that the city council set up which was supposed to get some quick housing plan through, said no housing plan. We want relocation and return guarantees. We want this project put on hold essentially until that stops. I guess the committee said that.
Lo que él dijo es que ustedes decidieron, pues el comité, yo cuando estaba ahí en la junta que tuvimos ahí en el trailer, la última junta de el comité que tenemos, de que queremos que se apare este proyecto, que queremos que llevan nuestros las garantías que estamos pidiendo del concilio y que no siguen más adelante con un proyecto que tienen ahorita en la mesa. Y además es, todos nosotros hemos decidido eso en esa junta.
Now, council members Hernandez and Fitzmaurice were told by that committee, which had a tenant majority, to get their butts back to the city council and introduce a resolution that said, you know, we want the guarantees, we want adequate housing, we want relocation money. Are they going to do that?
Hernandez y Fitzmaurice en esa junta, nosotros dijimos, ganamos en el moción que hice, que ellos tenían que ir para atrás del concilio y pasar por una resolución y ley, que las garantías que estamos pidiendo y que paren un proyecto que tienen ahorita porque este proyecto no está bien, y también que agarran pues las garantías de todo, del dinero después de mover, a dónde son las viviendas, dónde nos van a mandar, que todos pueden regresar sin aplicación. Todas esas cosas es lo que estamos platicando, y pasó por moción que sí tenían que llevar eso para atrás. Eso es lo que está pasando. They haven't answered me directly to that. I've called them. They said that there is something on the agenda, but they're not specific on what's on the agenda. They were told by the motion that I made was that they needed to take our guarantees, both sheets, to the city council and have it voted on. To me, so far, it doesn't sound like that, but we'll see what happens. I can't say because I don't know. They won't answer my calls. They don't answer my questions directly. Yo hablé con el concilio, con el alcalde y el vice alcalde, y les pregunté, ¿sabes qué? En esa junta hice la moción que tenían que llevar esas cosas para que votan en las garantías, para que llegamos a un acuerdo de lo que nosotros queremos. Eso es la moción que yo hice en la próxima junta, y esa moción pasó. Yo he hablado y ellos no me contestan directamente. Yo les he preguntado y no me dicen sí o no van a votar. Nomás me dicen que sí van a platicar de algo, pero eso no es diciéndome directamente si van a hacer lo que tenían que hacer, lo que pasó, emoción, y votamos todos en eso.
We have on the line with Scott Graham. Hi, Scott.
En el teléfono está Scott Graham. Hola, Scott.
And Scott, you yourself have kind of put together a resolution based on what Residentes Unidos actually wrote to the city council 3 months ago, asking actually that Mercy Charities not be involved in the project be stopped, that a new project be started, and so forth, with adequate guarantees.
Tú has escrito una resolución. Es la misma que nosotros escribimos, Residentes Unidos, pero lo ha hecho en resolución por nosotros, pidiendo que no usan a Mercy Charities para este proyecto, que paren el proyecto que tienen, que nos dan las garantías, que hay suficientes viviendas, todas esas cosas.
I'm going to pass you over to Nena to do some translating so you can actually get some words in edgewise here.
Va a pasar el teléfono a mí para que yo pueda hablar con él, para que él pueda hablar en español con el público.
Hi, Scott. Hola, Scott. Hola, Nena.
The one thing I wanted to talk about was the smokescreen of the market forces. I mean, the market forces have been in effect for years.
Turn down your radio. Baja tu radio.
No, my radio is turned down.
Está abajo. Okay.
But anyway, the market forces have been in effect for years, and so far there hasn't been much activity with these properties.
Dice que en los últimos años ha sido mucho actividades en estas propiedades, en porque la propiedad sí está en la marqueta, sí sé, pero no han tenido mucho actividad estas cosas.
And the residents aren't asking to not do something.
Los residentes no están preguntando que no hagan nada.
They're just asking not to do what the city's planning to do at this moment.
Nomás lo que están pidiendo a los residentes es que no hagan lo que están planeando el ciudad en este minuto.
And this is the city council members like Tim Fitzmaurice are using this as a smokescreen to point to this instead of looking at the guarantees the residents want making those guarantees and then going on with a better project.
Lo que está pasando con Hernández y Fitzmaurice, los que están en el concilio, para que, como confundir la gente, para que alegan estas cosas en lugar de platicar de lo que quieren, las garantías, y para que se pare un proyecto. Están hablando de otros temas para que no hablan de las cosas que de realidad estamos pidiendo.
So as far as, you know, I realize that the guy that owns the Dolphin, Terry McElroy, is like hopping ready to sell to the city because he'll get cash.
Lo que él entiende es el dueño de el Dolphin, McElroy, sí, sí es uno que quiere vender al ciudad porque le van a dar dinero en efectivo.
And maybe it would be helpful if we invite him to one of our meetings and also possibly Vernon Lee, if he's able to come, so we can discuss this with the two owners and say, we do want a project. We do at some point want you to sell to the city, just not right now because the project they have is no good.
Y sería muy bueno que los invitamos a las juntas que tenemos el viernes, Residentes Unidos, al dueño McElroy, es el dueño del Dolphin, y también el dueño de Lee, Don Bruno, para que pueden venir a escuchar a nosotros para que oigan que, sabes que sí queremos un proyecto, queremos que venden, pero no queremos que venden ahorita, queremos que venden ya que tenemos el proyecto que es bien por nosotros con las garantías, y necesitamos que ellos vienen a las juntas y necesitamos comunicarnos con ellos para que ellos oigan la realidad que queremos en lugar de lo que dice los concilio y el alcalde.
See, part of this, what the city council is putting out there is this project or no project.
Parte de lo que está diciendo el ciudad es este proyecto o no proyecto.
And they're trying to paint Residentes Unidos as wanting no project.
Y están tratando de decir, como a pintar un dibujo de Residentes Unidos diciendo que no queremos ningún proyecto.
But that's not the truth. The truth is they want a good project.
Y eso no es la verdad. La verdad es que Residentes Unidos quieren un proyecto, pero un proyecto bueno por nosotros.
And that's part of what the city council is trying to hide, is that they're trying to say that all these people are just fighting anything.
Es lo que están tratando de esconder la ciudad, el concilio, que esta gente no quiere nada, pero sí quieren algo la gente, y están tratando de esconder eso del público, el concilio, para que ellos no oyen la verdad, la realidad de lo que queremos.
And what they're not saying is that what is really going on is the residents want a good project that takes care of everyone's needs.
Lo que no están diciendo es que necesitan decir es que los residentes quieren un proyecto bueno que tiene suficientes es bueno para todas las necesidades de toda la gente.
And as far as what Keith Sugar did,
y lo que hizo el alcalde Keith Sugar.
That meeting, that night at the meeting, he came outside and said he was sorry to me and Robert and a few other white activists.
Después de la junta donde él dijo las comentarios groseros a nosotros que estaban allí, después de la junta, el alcalde salió con unos activistas que van Roberto, el que está en el teléfono, Scott, y pidió perdón a ellos, y ellos son cabachos.
Some of the Hispanic people that he said has made his comments in front of were sitting inside the building still, and he could have apologized to them directly.
Y el alcalde fue afuera cuando nosotros mexicanos, los que él hizo los comentarios a nosotros, estábamos sentados adentro de la junta todavía. Él podía entrar y pedir perdón a nosotros, pero no, salió afuera con, como él dice, cabachos, activistas que ese comento no era a ellos, el comentario era para nosotros, y pidió perdón a ellos, no a nosotros. Podía entrar a pedir perdón a nosotros.
And so then he apologized in the newspaper and at the city council meeting the other night.
Y después pidió perdón en el periódico, y después pidió perdón en una junta especial en el concilio la otra noche.
But he still has not apologized to the people that he was denigrating.
pero todavía no ha pedido perdón a la gente que él estaba hablando en esa junta y hablando mal a ellos. No ha pedido a esa gente perdón.
And I'm not sure how he can do that that'll make it look real since so much time has gone by.
Y él no sabe cómo va a poder arreglar esto porque ya ha pasado demasiado tiempo para que se mira de verdad lo que está diciendo.
But it seems like the local newspapers would rather vilify Robert Norris.
Se mira como los periódicos mejor quieren hacer que este Roberto Norris se mira mal.
For an offhand remark to someone in private.
De un dicho que Roberto dijo a una persona como en plática privada.
Than to vilify the mayor for a comment he said made in a meeting where he demanded to be able to speak on behalf of the city.
En lugar de platicar, en lugar de escribir una historia sobre el alcalde hablando mal de nosotros en una junta con donde él dijo que él está hablando representando el ciudad. Los dichos que él dijo eran por el ciudad. Y el periódico habla mal de otra gente en lugar de hablar de lo que él dijo ese día.
I'm not sure, Robert, but is there anything on the agenda about the guarantees?
Dice, yo no sé, Roberto, ¿hay algo en la agenda para el día 13 de junio sobre las garantías?
Have you seen the agenda yet, Robert?
¿Has mirado la agenda, Roberto?
The answer to that is that I guess the person who had the most has the most information on that was you, Nena, because you spoke to the mayor, and I guess you heard from Fitzmaurice a message on your machine. What I heard from the city clerk, however, was that there was something about replacement housing on the redevelopment agency agenda, but we don't have the specifics until tomorrow, which is a sad thing because I understood the mayor promised you that you would have that today.
Lo que él dice es que él no tiene mucha información en eso, que yo soy la que Nena va a tener más información en eso, porque yo soy la que hablé con el alcalde, hablé con hablé un mensaje del vicealcalde en mi teléfono sobre eso, y él habló con él ahí en la oficina del concilio, pero no le dieron la información de eso. Yo voy a tener esa información, entonces voy a contestar esa pregunta. From when I talked to Keith Sugar, he promised me that I would be getting some documentation before tomorrow so that I could, you know, go over it with him, speak with him. We were supposed to have an agenda meeting that didn't happen either. He never called me back on it. He basically told me that I could go down today and pick up the staff, I think a staff letter, or there's some staff report that they have there. And when I called to go pick it up after I had spoke with him, they said, no, I could pick it up tomorrow like the general public can pick it up, that there's nothing there for me. Yo hablé con el alcalde hoy. El vicealcalde me dejó un mensaje en mi casa diciendo de que sí va a haber algo en la agenda sobre viviendas bajos ingresos de un proyecto, pero no me dijo exactamente qué eran las garantías que hemos pedido. Después hablé con el alcalde, porque yo y el alcalde nos quedamos de acuerdo cuando empezó esta semana, cuando hablé con él, que íbamos a tener una junta especial sobre las garantías y la agenda que van a tener. Íbamos a platicar yo y él sobre eso, de qué va a poner en la agenda. No me habló, no me dejó mensaje, no me dijo nada. Ya mañana va a salir un reporte que ellos tienen allí, y él me dijo hoy, cuando yo le hablé, dijo, ¿sabes qué? Tú puedes venir a recoger esos papeles hoy. Hablé para ir a recogerlos, me dijeron que no, que eso no, yo no puedo hacer eso, tengo que esperar como todos los demás en el público. Entonces yo les dije, él me dijo que podía recoger unos papeles que trataban de nuestro proyecto, y para que yo los pudiera mirar como antes, con poquito tiempo para mirar, para hacer cambios, algo así, y no había nada, mintió en eso. So, como prometió unas cosas, pero no hizo lo que prometió. So basically, I don't, you know for sure if our guarantees are going to be on the agenda. No estoy segura si las garantías van a estar en la agenda.
Well, if they got the replacement housing plan on there, maybe they're thinking about passing it without having it go through the relocation committee.
Si está en la agenda el plan de reubicación, entonces tal vez están ellos pensando de pasar el plan, en lugar de ir por el comité de que tenemos nosotros. Tal vez ellos están tratando de pasar ese plan como escondidas allí. That could be possible, and that's the reason why every resident from Residentes Unidos, everybody who has participated in fighting this since the beginning, we all as a group need to go and need to be there. And I'm just going to say when the meeting is and mention about everyone getting together right now so that the people know. It's June 13th. It's at 5 p.m. It's the relocation part of the city council meeting, and it's going to be at the city council, and all people who have come to Residentes Unidos meetings, who have helped us and supported us, we need to get together, and we need to go down there like we've planned. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at 124 LeBrant Street at the Lee Complex is a Residentes Unidos meeting. Come so we can plan our strategy for that meeting. El día 13 de junio voy a decir, si ellos están tratando de hacer algo así, todos tienen que ir. Tenemos que juntarnos y todos ir. Esta junta es muy, muy importante. Es el 13 de junio, va a ser en el concilio en el centro, va a ser a las 5 de la tarde. Nosotros tenemos que ir como un grupo, todos que nos han ayudado, que han ido a las juntas, tenemos que ir como un grupo a esta junta para que escuchen nuestros derechos que queremos. Mañana a las 7 p.m. en el 124 Libra, en el garage de Lee, vamos a tener la Junta de Residentes Unidos. Vengan todos, es muy importante. Ahí vamos a platicar de nuestro plan, de qué vamos a hacer en esa junta. Vamos a organizar para ir a esa junta. So, es muy importante que todos van a las juntas que van a venir el mañana a la tarde y el día 13.
City does this agenda item in Spanish. I mean, even the paperwork, if they have the paperwork available in Spanish tomorrow, and I think we should call the city clerk and tell them that they need to have a translator available for this agenda item.
Él dice que debemos de hablar al concilio para pedir que tienen la agenda, tienen todos los papeles en español por la gente que nomás pueden leer en español, y también una persona que puede hablar en español e inglés por nosotros allí, porque eso es una necesidad para que todos los que no entienden inglés puedan entender la plática.
At so many meetings this hasn't been done, but I understand you have spoken to the and asked that this be done for this meeting, right?
Él dice que muchas juntas no han tenido alguien allí para hablar por los mexicanos, salvadoreños, para que los americanos los puedan entender. Y él dice, yo entiendo, nena, que tú has hablado sobre este problema. Yes, I called and I talked to Leslie from the clerk's office, and she told me that there is going to be a translator there. I told her how important it was that we needed one, and she also said that she could not get the agenda translated to Spanish, but she did get the rest of the paperwork, the attachment to it, all the stuff for the meeting tomorrow night is going to be in Spanish.
How about little earphones?
Yeah, there's going to be headphones and everything, she said.
Gotcha.
Yo hablé con una señora que se llama Leslie, que trabaja por el concilio, y ella dice, yo le dije que necesitamos que tienen todo en español, una señora ahí hablando en español para la gente, también que necesitamos como las cassettes que donde los mexicanos pueden escuchar, y también todos los papeles que tienen que estar en español para que la gente pueden leer y entender lo que está pasando en estas juntas. Y ella me dijo que sí, no problema, iban a estar. ¿Tenemos alguien en el teléfono?
Otra, hola.
Hello.
Hello. Bueno,
hola.
Un momentito.
Un momento.
Bueno.
Sí.
Sí, hola. ¿Con quién hablo?
Soy Graciela.
This is Graciela Rodriguez, and she lives at 124 LeBrant Street. She lives in the Lee Complex. Hola, Graciela. ¿Cómo siente de la plática de hoy que estamos diciendo? Déjame decir en inglés. How do you feel about what we've been speaking about tonight, about this, the topic that we've had?
Pues yo, en mi modo de sentir y de ver, yo sí, pues soy mexicana, ¿verdad?
She says, déjame decir en inglés. She says, the way I feel, my feelings and the way I see it, me, a Mexican woman. Mm-hmm.
Y pues, sí siento, o sé sea, como te quiero decir, triste y este, pues siento feo por lo que dijo el alcalde, de lo como nos trató a todos los mexicanos.
Ella, she says that, I feel, how can I tell you, sad and hurt from the statements that the mayor made towards all the Mexicans that day at the meeting.
Y yo en las palabras que él dijo, yo entendí, no sé si entendería mal, este, que entonces él no nos está apoyando. Él, pienso que lo que quieren es nada más aquí el lugar o el terreno para este, el acomodo de aquí de la playa, para hacer ellos más dinero.
Okay, déjame decir en inglés. She said that the way I feel from the statements that the mayor made is that he's not supporting us at all. And the way I feel is that the interest that he has isn't for us, isn't for our benefit. It's more for the land that we have, that we're living on. And to me, it sounds like what it is his best interest, what's going to happen for the boardwalk and to make them more money. So, usted siente que tienen otros planes.
Sí, yo,
I said,
a mi ver, así como están las cosas, pienso que sí tienen otros planes. No es porque se preocupen por nosotros o por la familia.
She said, I asked her, so you think there's other plans than the plans that they're telling us for the project? She says, yeah, they're not really worried about our families and what happens to us. There's other plans that they have for this land and for another project, she thinks, with the boardwalk. Y la manera de que ustedes viven, ¿cómo siente de lo que dijo que viven como sardinas? How do you feel about the statement of being packed in like sardines in your home?
Pues yo en mi ver no es así.
She doesn't see it that way.
Porque este somos este familia y somos personas este limpias, no somos cochinos como él dijo.
She says we're family people, we're not dirty like he says we are.
Porque nos gusta tener nuestros departamentos limpios, en buenas condiciones, cuidarlos como si fueran propios, porque son este rentados, estamos rentando, a maltratarlos, a este, pues tú sabes, a hacer este desastres, no, sino a conservarlos como para lo que nos sirven, como nuestro hogar.
She says that just because we're renters, that doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, have dirty homes and not take care of them. We take pride in the homes we live in, even though we're renters. If we have clean homes, we live this way with a lot of family members, but we live this way with pride in the way that we live. Alma quiere preguntar algo, so no cuelgas, espera en la línea, okay?
Okay, I have a comment. I wanted to say, how can he say that we live like sardines? Because most of the people, that he doesn't know our situation. I mean, a lot of the people that come here to the United States come to get a better life, and that's all we can afford. And I don't think it was right for him to say that. And if he wants us to live like better, he could pay our rents for us, because it's really hard. He doesn't know what we worked. We actually, a lot of people in our apartments work for him, do every single thing that he doesn't know. He has never have to, like, I don't think he's never been in a situation like us, coming from another country.
Ella dice que cómo él puede criticar la manera de las viviendas de nosotros. Muchos de nosotros trabajamos por él. Él no sabe cómo estamos viviendo para que él diga eso. Mucha gente viene del país de donde venimos para buscar mejor viviendas, mejor manera de vivir. Y él, ¿cómo puede criticar eso? Si él quiere que estamos viviendo de otra manera, pues y en otros lugares, que él lo paga. Que él lo paga por nosotros, porque él no sabe cómo se siente de venir de la situación de nosotros, de cómo estamos viviendo. Otra cosa, Graciela, tú eres miembro de Residentes Unidos, ¿verdad?
Sí.
I asked her if she is part of Residentes Unidos and she said yes. ¿Cómo siente usted de que yo represento a ustedes? ¿Cómo siente de lo que dice el alcalde que pues yo estoy mintiendo y que como yo soy una mala persona. ¿Cómo siente usted de que yo represento a ustedes? Déjame decir en inglés bien rápido. I asked her, the mayor mentioned how I'm such a liar, me, Nena Ruiz, and how do you feel about the fact, the statements that he's made about me representing Residentes Unidos? I want to know your opinion. ¿Cómo siente usted?
Mira, yo siento bien, y si tú estás en esta posición de que nos estás apoyando, ayudando y hablando por nosotros, es porque nosotros te lo pedimos.
Ella, she said that if you, somebody who is speaking for us, helping us, and doing everything that you're doing for us, and you're out there basically, you know, speaking how we feel, and I support that, of what's going on. ¿Sigue?
Porque nosotros te lo pedimos porque tú sabes expresarte en inglés y en español para nosotros entender mejor.
We ask you to do this. We ask you to translate for us. We ask you to speak in Spanish and English for us in these meetings and go represent for us because you're the only one who really can do it and you're the one who's there to get us the information and the stuff that we need to hear. Mm-hmm.
Y nosotros te decimos a ti lo que sentimos para que tú lleves adelante pues este proyecto de que yo en mi modo de ver las cosas, los departamentos no están como dicen.
Mm-hmm. Déjame decir en inglés bien rápido. She says you basically go and you take what we ask you to say. You go and speak for us. If we ask you to go say something, you do it for us. And we ask you to do that. We ask you to represent us. And the way I feel about the way they say our conditions of living, ¿sigue?
Tú sabes, en mi departamento que vivimos somos 7 personas. Son 3 recámaras, baño y medio, sala, comedor y cocina. Está amplio.
I live in an apartment. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. It's a home. I have 1.5 bathrooms. I have a dining room. I have a large, spacious living room, a huge kitchen, and this is how we live. And we're 7 people who live in this unit. Mm-hmm.
Y yo, pues yo por mí no pido nada. Por lo que pido es por los niños. Que ellos son los que van a sufrir.
For me, I'm not asking for anything more. For me, my concern is for the children. The children are who are going to suffer here. Mm-hmm.
Y yo digo, si el señor Don Bruno no vende y si de veras son mentiras las que quieren hacer por sacarnos nomás de aquí, que nos dejen aquí como estamos, que nos dejen en paz y que nos dejen vivir como siempre hemos vivido sin problema ninguno.
She says that if Vern's not selling the property, as we can see, and if these are all lies that are being told to us by the city, which we feel is true, then leave us alone. Let us live the way we're living. We're not asking for anything. Don't try and like ruin our homes and take it away from us. Gracias, Graciela, por hablar. Y ojalá hablamos otra vez en otra show que en una próxima show que vamos a tener. Gracias.
Sí.
Okay. I said thank you, Graciela, for calling, and I hope we could speak to you on an upcoming show that we have. So thank you for calling.
You are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
¿Estás escuchando Radio Gratis Santa Cruz?
96.3 FM.
96.3 FM.
Now we have time for only one or two more calls, but if you are out there, particularly if you're a Spanish speaker, please call quickly, speak quickly, and we'll try to get you on the air.
Tenemos tiempo por uno o dos más llamadas. Si son hispanos, por favor, hablan, mexicanos, hablan, pero no mucho tiempo porque tenemos poco tiempo.
David Silva.
Subject, yeah. I'm sorry to have to change the subject, but this is the only chance I get to put this all points bulletin out.
I do want to. I'm kind of ending the Spanish speaking period. Let me just quickly end it, and then you can speak. Would that okay with you?
That'd be great.
Okay, hang on here. I want to thank you, Nena and Alma. You definitely can stay and contribute commentary, but we're going to end the translation so we can get some intensive English stuff in here, which I hope we can convey to you and the Spanish-speaking community at another time.
Dice, gracias, Nena y Alma, por estar con nosotros hoy en este show. Va a seguir su show con otra, es otra plática, otro tema que tiene sobre los que no tienen donde vivir. So dice gracias, pero la show va a cambiar a inglés ahorita, pero muchas gracias por venir y para ayudar a la gente mexicana a escuchar este
show.
Did I
invite the Spanish speaking community to contact Free Radio at 427-4523 to get their own show?
Invita a nuestros mexicanos para hablar a radio gratis para agarrar nuestro show gratis en español al número 427-4523. Podemos hablar ahí para que podamos agarrar un show nosotros cada semana.
So we're going to have Nena and Alma in the studio, but they're going to be talking English for a while, and we've got a man on the phone talking English.
Vamos a estar yo y Alma aquí todavía para lo que falta del show, pero vamos a estar hablando en inglés.
So, David, please, you're on the air, and I know you met on Tuesday with members of the city council. I guess Keith Sugar and various planning department officials, Ken Cole, Gene Arner, the whole gang, about the partial sleeping ban repeal. What is going on with that?
Well, let's say, where do I begin? That particular meeting you're referring to is sort of like a working group to get the safe sleeping zone operational agreements up and running. And the negotiations that the people that were on the fast when we went into to negotiations with the city was about decriminalization of sleep. It was the city council that added on the safe sleeping zones to that decriminalization of sleep.
Can you clarify for us what the distinction between the decriminalization of sleep and the safe sleeping zones?
Well, the safe sleeping zones is decriminalization of sleep means that, you know, it should no longer be a crime for people to sleep out of doors on private and public property.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a basic human right. That's what decriminalization of sleep means, especially since it is designed and targeted towards homeless people who have to do overnight survival sleeping. And so to criminalize people for overnight survival sleeping is an institutional hate crime, and our purpose of those of us that were on the fast was to get rid of the institutional hate crime. That happened to include also the blanket ban, because it's a crime right now at 11 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. to cover up your child with a blanket. That's a crime in the city of Santa Cruz. We're saying that that's an institutional hate crime. It specifically targets homeless people, and it has to be abolished. And that's what we went into negotiations about. Since there was a petition on the street that was a compromise to appease those that are housed and those that oppose getting rid of the police pet ordinance that allowed them to, you know, target a group and do away with their basic civil rights.
A perfect tool, because everyone has to sleep, so when you're asleep, suddenly you're a criminal, you can be searched, you can be interrogated.
If you have a blanket, that's evidence right there in court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do much, you know, to prove anything. If someone's got a blanket, then that's complete evidence according to the way the law is written now.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in negotiations to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was the city took that initiative on the street, and first they were going to adopt it completely. That was the first negotiation rounds. And then we were going to dot the I's and cross the T's meeting, and to try to make it so that it would fit the city council's presentation rather than being a presentation from the streets. That ended up being something other than it being someone's calling me, they just wait. It ended up being Catherine Byers being a mule for several demands from the chief of police, all of which I acceded to. Because they were only making demands about the safe sleeping zones, and I was there on the bottom line, trying to hold the bottom line on decriminalization of sleep.
Now, in fact, they also kind of isolated you, right, David? Because they were insisting they would only talk with you, pretty much, and so you weren't allowed to bring in a lot of support people.
Which is true, which is why I recognize that as being a negotiation about the bottom line of decriminalization of sleep and not a negotiation about safe sleeping zones and solutions, although they turned that into that.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the third negotiation meeting, since the Catherine Byers claimed to be speaking for the police, and since I was having to represent Ken Cole's and Mike Schmidt's position, we had a wider, much broader attended meeting, and Tim Fitzmaurice also came to the third meeting. He was at the first meeting and the third meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Tim did hold the line clear on decriminalization of sleep. That's what he thought this should be about, and he was saying divide the question, which I had been saying at the second meeting.
Clarify what this means.
Divide
for
the question means that the ordinance that they came up with has A, B, C, D, E through F. A, B, C is the redefinition of camping. Instead of it being sleeping is camping and covering up is camping and setting up a campsite is camping, it says sleeping is not camping.
And this is, in essence, the decriminalization of sleep,
so
right?
So this is the decriminalization of sleep part.
Mm-hmm.
The DEF part is the setting up of the safe sleeping zones. So that's a whole other issue. That's a solution that may or may not be appealing to some people or other people that feel that maybe, you know, hey, when the hell are we criminalizing sleep in the first place? And it is actually in reality an approach to regulate camping, not sleeping. But we did recognize that because there is fear of sleeping and fear of feces and fear of homeless people, that perhaps this is what would pass muster at the polls. And so we all made that compromise. The first time we had an ordinance petition, and we made the compromise even more narrow to try to include more people by eliminating the downtown and just have it be the industrial, the community, commercial corridor. Then at the third meeting, all of a sudden it became about, after Michael Hernandez had his way in the press, and Mike Rotkin announced to the audience in San Francisco that we had were repealing the entire camping ban. Those pressures were at play, and then I conceded the community commercial corridor as long as, but we did have to divide the question.
Let me finish here,
Robert. I want to give a kind of a chronology, because we have come to a new crisis.
Okay.
But what I did get from them was a firm commitment,
mm-hmm.
a promise from the mayor, from Catherine Byers, who was the swing vote.
The shadow mayor.
The shadow mayor, who's the one that helps with the agenda, and from the city manager,
mm-hmm.
that there would be the first reading, and that within 2 weeks there would be a second reading, and the only amendment that was acceptable was the operational agreements be in place before the zones themselves be open. But those operational agreements would not hold up the vote of the second reading.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they agreed to, people who were on a fast. I was on my 26th day of fast. I might say I've been fasting since January 1st, but this is my second period of no food,
mm-hmm.
26 days, without a lawyer present of my own. I was counting on the city attorney. I turned to the city attorney and asked him if there were any legal complications that all the stuff that Keith Sugar and so forth was proposing, and he said no. I found out a Saturday night at the concert from Celia Scott that there was no way in hell that Keith Sugar did not know that there would be CEQA of repercussions, that there would be a need for a negative declaration. So for them to wait 2.5 weeks before they get some kind of threat of a lawsuit to say, oh, now we have to hold everything up because, you know, we have a CEQA problem, means that...
What is the CEQA problem, David?
California Environmental Quality Act means that, you know, there's environmental impact. And, of course, when you're putting porta-potties and waste bins and so forth into a particular designated area, like the industrial zone,
mm-hmm.
that's mixed residential area, yes, there is CEQA considerations. But they are doing, since we are doing the mitigation, the lawsuit is a bogus lawsuit, and we would win it. As a matter of fact, if the opposition was foolish enough to get us in court, not only would we win it, but any judge seeing the existing ordinance would probably strike down the entire sleeping sections for us, which has been the history of what's been happening all around the country.
Certainly in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Austin most recently.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, then what's wrong with that? Let them sue us. But out of fear... The mayor and the city attorney said, so therefore we won't have a reading on the second. I says, no, that's not what the promise was. I says, well, what Tempest Morris's motion was is that we would come back after the operational agreements were already set. I says, I don't care what his motion was. I know what the promise was made to people who were fasting. A promise made to people who are doing a fast is, to me, is sacrosanct over any kind of technical wording that they made at late hour after everybody debated, and that something that Catherine, now I see why Catherine was willing to second that amendment, to second that motion, because it meant that they could have the second reading whenever they want to. Now, I must admit that, you know, working on this working group, it does look like this is the fastest the city has ever worked on getting a project going together.
Mm-hmm.
But even, and I'm not supposed to be revealing what's going on in these meetings, but I will tell you that even in these meetings, the chief of police has come and demanded that there be in the industrial zone only sleeping on one side of the street. So that cuts the industrial zones in half. We've cut it in half. Now that's not the end of it. What is so abhorrent now is that they have violated by not putting it on the agenda, and I warned Keith. I said, you will not play foul with this. You will not betray us. There will not be any toleration of betrayal on this. And since there is a betrayal, I'm calling for an all-out, no stops, no bar sold. I already have two people who are going to do self-immolation Tuesday.
Hopefully they're not going to burn themselves alive.
Yes, burn ourselves alive. Yes, we are.
Really?
And I'm calling for five more people. Five other people. I feel that Tim doesn't need to be subjected to this because he has been very clear on this all along, that he thinks decriminalization of sleep is what this should be about. I'm kind of confused about why he made his motion the way he did, but I hope to spare him. It doesn't seem like we're going to be able to spare anybody, and if we have to do it on their front lawns, we will do it on their front lawns. I think I will do mine on Catherine Byers' front lawns if I'm not allowed to do it at the city council.
Wow. Well, I know,
so
David.
So I'm calling for an all-out, all no bars hold.
Serious protest
full serious protest because this
on
is
June 13th.
A serious, serious betrayal. Mm-hmm. And unless I hear something from the mayor, and it's funny, he can return my calls or call me when he wants me to show up to a meeting to give some kind of credence to his meeting and veracity to his meeting. But mm-hmm. when I'm saying, hey, don't forget that you're supposed to have this meeting, and I'm willing to compromise, even if you just make it the blanket ban, since the blanket ban was going to be completely gone anyway, why couldn't they vote on the blanket ban Tuesday? And I said, there's no reason why you can't blame it, but there's no CEQA issues involved. It's not restricted to a particular zone. You were gonna repeal the blanket ban citywide anyway. Go ahead and at least vote the blanket ban. I'm willing to make the compromise since you're facing this lawsuit and you got yourself into this jam, which you should have known, and you had the responsibility to have told me, and you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was a betrayal, but I'm willing to swallow that betrayal if they go ahead and put the blanket ban on. And they have, according to the city clerk, they have failed to do that. So there's nothing. When someone has offered to sacrifice their lives by fasting, someone has willing to starve to death, and they still betray you. There's not much left else but self-immolation, Robert.
Well, I don't know what to say. This is quite a shocking thing to hear.
Well, it's going to be even more shocking when they find out the number of people that are going along with this, because this is where my Catholicism falls away and my Buddhism comes into effect.
Right.
And I'm not the only Buddhist that's thinking this way right now.
Well, you're listening to David Silva talking about the
betrayal, folks. It's betrayal. Yeah. The mayor has betrayed us. He lied. He swore. He promised, and he broke that promise. And whether it's incompetence, like so many of his friends have been trying to tell me all day long, you just have to realize that there's no accounting for incompetence. I'm sorry. When someone is there on a 26th day of not eating, and you're making deals with them, and you make promises to them, there should be a certain level of competence from an environmental attorney that you could expect on a CEQA matter.
Well, I agree with you. I think actually Scott Graham called it on the day of the vote. He came up to me and said,
he told me,
you know, you guys are screwed.
And I'm saying, well, let's see. We'll see when the agenda comes out. Well, the agenda's come out. So it's over. Goodbye.
Good. Thank you, David.
Wow. Well, that is the report from David Silva. I actually got another report as well on this situation, but here we have an incoming caller. Let's see. Maybe that's Mayor Sugar offering to introduce an emergency blanket ban resolution. Spears Broadsides coming at you June 8th, 2000.